Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the T-Theory Observations for Sunday, the 30th of January, 2011. Okay, we've got a little more to cover here because we've now, in addition to talking about the sharp decline on Friday as far as the first chart is concerned, also winding up the summary for the best bond strategy, and that would be the second topic we're going to talk about. And then Parker is going to cover the money flow tease for the confidence indicator, which is applicable to the Standard & Poor's 500, but generally is used to gauge whether you want to be in the high-yield bond funds, and he's using JNK versus the Treasury bonds, what the various outlooks are for that, because that's our important program. And I will also give you the summary of the rate of returns for the various programs from the years 2000 to 2010 ending. Let's first take a look at the daily chart, which is the long one here. I did put up, it's a PDF chart, but I did put a TIFF version up just to see how it looks, because you can do it either way, and maybe the TIFF is just the easier way to do. Easier way to go for some people have trouble trying to figure out what a PDF is. Let's talk about Friday. Okay, well, let's talk about the cycle coming out of number seven here. And also, I did take Parker's previous postings, and they are in PDF format down at the bottom where we're doing the tutorials. If you look at the first tutorial, which is down there, you see that he has a projection of a rally coming out of the seventh cycle low, which is could be interpreted as either A or B, A or B in the chart, right around with the black line for the channel, with an intermittent with a projection, a full projection up into the area around the 24th of February, with an interim top at the end of January. That comes out. It's the ambiguity as to whether you pick A or B to start the money flow symmetry on. I would interpret Friday's, you know, you can interpret Friday's sharp decline as for many different different reasons. The earnings the important earnings are all behind us, so maybe somebody was telling the profit taking. But I would say that as far as the interpretation we would use is the money flow T from the B bottom through the midpoint, which is January 6th. Was supposed to come out at the end of the month, but it came out a couple days early, and so that's where we think it came from. Now, in the cyclical pattern, if the cycle starts at number seven, which is the beginning of this hugging pattern that I have drawn, is going to reach its upside objective, which is normally at P, which would be in the February, mid-February, maybe a little bit later, according to the money flow indicator. The S&P is not supposed to go below a previous low, and that's been true. If you follow it up, you can see that they make lows about every 7 days and so forth, and this sort of all did it at one time. So the question is, do you think you're going down to the black line, or do you think that that it's not going to carry through anymore? And the answer is, I don't have any reason to believe it's going to carry through, although it could do it, and you'll have to wait until to see what happens on Monday. Sharp declines like this have been seen in this rally, and it only lasted 2 days. And so, you know, Friday was 1 day, and maybe it's just going to have a pop down into on Monday, and that's the way the end of the month is. And then if it stabilizes, then I would have just expected you going up to P. And Parker is filling in his update today the rationalization for various dates in February. He's got a mid one, and he's got a late one February on JNK, which is probably the last holdout. It's the high yield bonds, and they're the strongest group. So maybe they can hang on for a little bit longer than the market projection of the 24th. We'll see how that goes. But there's an awful lot to say now. So the forecast is that the market's not going to carry through on the downside here, and you're going to dig in, and you're going to start to work higher. Now, what happens if you go down to the black line? Well, that's an interesting. It's very interesting for the simple reason that if you come down to the black line, and you can see that there's a secondary cash buildup phase, which is about 32 days now, and this goes any more oversold, what's going to happen is you're going to bounce off of the black mid-channel line, And then you'll come back up to P again, and then you'll roll over and you go into the cycle low, which we think is probably around, the earliest it would be was mid-March, but it could be around the, would be early March, but it could be mid-March. Just on the assumption that these cycle lows are roughly scattered in time in a semi-periodic fashion. So it's a fairly critical element, because even though you have enough momentum and the cycle is still good enough to give you a rally from the black center line of the channel back up again to at least a token new high before you roll over, it's a sign of deterioration of the long-term trend. And that is the that's where, so I would say, just if you do go down to the black line and then come back up again, when you go down to that first half of March low, you're going to be at the green line, which is probably not below the AB lows, and perhaps not below the AB lows. Maybe it could be somewhat below the lows. Blah, blah, blah. That would represent a deterioration. Then when you come up on intermediate T3 to go into May, what you'll find out is that you've made, because you have come the full width of those channels, or from red to green, the recovery that goes into May is very likely to be sort of like a token new high, just a token new high, or you know, a double top or something like that, which is represents further deterioration. What I would say is that that all you have to do is show that you're going down to the black line here the next few days, and you can say, okay, you bounce up, but it gets worse as you go along. That would be interpreted as the stimulus that the Federal Reserve has made in buying the bonds and so forth is losing its punch. And we would then look at Parker's interpretation of the in today's new material for the confidence indicator, and try to see whether there's something is showing up in the confidence indicator that basically says they're not so confident anymore, because the picture right now is quite good. And something has to give if you do that. Now, if it holds on here and then turns up and goes up, then I would say that probably the black line has a good chance of holding, and the confidence indicator probably is telling the truth, and we would proceed on that assumption. So there's not too much sense in going into any great detail on this, because you next couple of days you're going to find out you're going one way or the other. Okay, so that's going to be it for my first set of commentaries. Then I'm going to come back and we're going to go into the interesting things about the best bond program, which looks at treasuries versus Fidelity Capital and Income, and derives all sorts of interesting things from that. And then I have a 20-year history on that, which I think is also key to look at. So we'll be right back.